Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What do wives really want? Just talking among friends, and we've come up with some already about love letters, being spontaneous. Here's one that my wife gets on me all the time, and I think it's because I'm in radio I have this problem. Hear me out. She says, listen to her without interrupting. But did you hear how that music dropped? In radio, that's called dead air. So if there's a pause, I need to let the pause happen in the conversation instead of injecting in there. It's dead air to me, though. I blame it on radio, the business I've been in for quite some time. But do you feel sometimes Steve interrupts you?
No, we don't have that problem.
Okay.
No. Honestly, I leave here. I don't talk a lot. I know that sounds crazy, but I'm the quiet one at home and nobody ever believes me. Steve is just like... So there'll be a lot of times where he'll just like call my name. He's like, are you listening? I'm like, uh-huh. Yeah. So I need to be a better listener. I don't interrupt, but I do tune out. And I don't know if it's because of my job or if I just have no patience for things.
TJ and I are blaming it on our careers.
Yeah. You know, honey, I've been at work.
I interrupt because of dead air. You do it because you're just bored.
I do it because I don't talk. I don't know. I'm just like, either I'm thinking about other things because that's just how my mind is. I'm always thinking about 5 different things. Mm-hmm. Or I'm staring at a wall. Don't bug me. Right? I don't know. Anything. But he just gets one thing after another after another.
We got things to work on. We're not perfect.
Oh,
none
Lord,
of us are perfect.
No.
We're here to help you. You're here to help us. That's one thing I know I need to work on. And another thing, too, I'm a solution person. I go right to the solution. So I'll hear something. I go, I got an idea. And my wife's like, can I finish? I don't want to hear your idea yet.
Yeah.
So that's another problem.
She's saying yet when you're the king of bad ideas.
Well,
that's so nice that she'll even listen a couple minutes later.
She wants to get her full statement out, and I'm jumping right in there trying to figure it out.
Because honestly, Celeste is kind of a fast talker.
Yeah.
So the fact that she, maybe that's why she's such a fast talker.
Yes.
Because she's been married for so many years. She's just, wait a minute. Let me get it all out first.
Because I know he'll interrupt me. 5WBEE.
You know, when we were in the Kodak Center over the weekend for Lee Bryce, backstage, you can see all the amazing comedians that have been through there. They hang up their picture. Well, we got another one coming. John Crist. He is so funny, by the way. Good chance that you've heard his stuff, seen his stuff. He's very viral all the time, all over online. On the contest page right now at WBEE.com, that's where you can enter for your chance to win tickets to see John Crist. He is coming to Kodak Center February 13th. What a nice surprise that would be for your Valentine. February 13th, tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. But John Crist, if you haven't heard him, he's a funny guy.
You ever had someone ask you to pray for something so stupid, you're just like, I ain't praying for that. Yeah, some things you cannot pray for. My buddy's like, dude, can you pray for me? I was like, yeah, absolutely. What's going on? He goes, I got a drug test tomorrow. I need to pass it. I go, Nah, I'm not praying for that. I'm not praying. Some things you cannot pray for. Remember my nephew, Malachi? Remember him? Remember that kid? My sister put in the family group text. She goes, pray for Malachi. He's having a tough day. And everybody in the group text is like, praying for Mali. We love him. Supportive. Praying hands. Lifting him up. All I said was, I go, what's going on? And she texted me directly. You know how they backdoor text you? Yeah. Yeah, she came around back. She goes, what do you mean? I go, what happened? She goes, he has tendonitis in his thumbs from holding the iPad. I go, I'm not praying for that, dude. Putting that up to the God of the universe with my name on it.
There you go. Enter to win those comedy tickets right now. WBEE.com. DJ, Bo, producer Hope, and Amy, you are so full of energy. How many cups of coffee have you had this morning?
I haven't had any yet. I've ran, though. I'm still with my New Year's resolution. I ran today. So, yay.
Good for you. How much do you run in the morning?
Oh, well, not much, but 3 miles. Something.
Oh, that's a lot more than I could ever run. I can't even run 1 mile.
Did you just say not much, just 3 miles?
You're making me feel good.
Yes.
That's like a whole 5K.
True, right. That's a way to look at it.
Do you battle Mother Nature outside or you do it on a treadmill?
Today I was inside. It's too slippery for me, you know. I don't want to fall.
Good call.
Yeah, that slushiness, watch out. It'll take you right down. So.
Right, yeah.
So do you listen to us on the treadmill? Do we help you?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Let's think of positive things we could say to her. So maybe tomorrow morning she could get to 4 miles. Here's the one I always do. You can do it.
All right. That's a good one. Win the day. That's one of my favorites.
I'm thinking a little Kane Brown. Just put some miles on it. Put some miles on that treadmill.
That is a good song. Let's do that.
And would it be helpful if I'm like, that's only 3 miles.
Oh.
Aren't you going to do more? Only three?
What do you mean?
You're one of those coaches, TJ.